Cicciarelli gets around Fred Warner. Oh, what a run. Now Dansons for the ball. He's still in bounds. Patrick Mahomes racing to the end zone. He's out of bounds. They mark him at the 4. How did he do that? 33 yards.
And even that little pump fake, probably pump fakes more than any quarterback in the league. And because they know he can throw that, Winters comes in.
My rejoin, Carter, give me a rejoin in here. Give me a rejoin in here. I got my rookie on the board right now. It's all good. We'll get the rejoin. Kevin Burkhardt off Fox Sports alongside Tom Brady. That was a 33-yard scramble by Patrick Mahomes, a missed tackle by Fred Warner, a missed tackle by D. Winters, and Mahomes made that play happen. Again, I look at some of the stats here. The Niners are now 27th when it comes to red zone efficiency. 27th in the league, 14 to 31 now, Spadoni. 14 to 31. Yesterday on third down, the Niners, 2 of 11 on third down. Kansas City, 8 of 14. They were able to stay on the field and extend drives. The Niners had a few three and outs. They could not extend drives and continue drives there. So just an all around rough day. And I, you know, defensively, Nick Sorensen and company, I thought they did what they had to do. You get two Patrick Mahomes interceptions. You keep it about the end zone. You were in that football game. I have no problem with the way defense played yesterday. Sure, there's some things we could nitpick, some missed tackles here and there, some blown coverages. It's all good. This loss yesterday, Spadoni, is on Purdy, Shanahan, and the entire offensive unit. And you want to throw in special teams,
yeah,
too? Because they haven't been special all year.
No. Well, it just goes back to you have to at least have complimentary football. And the 49ers throughout this season have just not had complimentary football. Just, I need two phases to not just dominate, to just be good.
Mm-hmm.
And they just haven't had that all season, whether it's special teams in the offense, whether it's the defense in the offense, whether it's pick any slice of it you want. They have not had complimentary football this year, and it reared its ugly head again yesterday, whether it's special teams and it's letting a long return come, whether it's, you know, hell, they were in another position yesterday where I was like, oh my God, is the kicker going to have to make a play again?
Yeah.
I was like, this cannot happen again. You're already on your third kicker, Anders Carlson. What thought? I know he missed the extra point, but it was like, for all things considered, being on your third kicker, he had a 55-yarder. He made another chip shot. He's fine. But, like, you put him in a position where he has to make another tackle. It's just like, you're going to lose a third kicker now?
You know
what? It's just stuff like that where it's just, if you're a fan, you're ripping your hair out. Like, how does this keep happening under Kyle Shanahan and Brian Schneider, the special teams coach? Like, if you're going to make a move, it's probably going to be after the bye week or during the bye week. So that's going to be next week. I don't anticipate that unless something, a meltdown happens, because I think Kyle Shanahan likes to stick with his guys during the season. But it's just not good enough right now. But I do think Nick Sorensen and the defense should have some credit holding Kansas City to 14 points through three quarters. And then they were just gassed. Like, it gets to a certain point where even if the Kansas City offense isn't lighting it up, they're just ground and pound, and you're just going to be wearing down. And that's what happened.
They got worn down yesterday.
Carson Steele was getting.
And if I hear another thing like, tell the kickers not to tackle, what are you going to do? You're going to let them score a touchdown?
No.
Kicker's got to tackle. Well, the lads, it shouldn't get to the kicker.
No.
That's the problem.
Yes.
It shouldn't get to the kicker.
Yeah.
Too many deep returns. It's just a nightmare. Nightmare. Let's go to the lines. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Adrian and Hayward. Adrian, what's happening? You're on the roast. What's up, Adrian?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
So I called in to Joe Spadoni about 3 weeks ago. I talked about how Purdy's been figuring out. They're 6-6 when Purdy plays since the Christmas Massacre, and I heard Joe talking about this is the worst Purdy's played. He's done that against the Browns, the Ravens, now the Chiefs. It's the Ravens game, off the top of my head, three interceptions there, three interceptions yesterday, and then you add in all the other interceptions and all these losses they've had. This guy's not it. We need to stop beating around the bush and sugarcoating and babying Brock. This the guy you want for the next 5 years? Obviously, he's not that good enough. The tape's out. They know how to play him. Man coverage. He can't thread the needle.
Wow.
People talk about accuracy. Oh, he's so accurate. He can't thread the needle. He needs guys to be open 5-10 yards to hit them. That's all I got to say, fellas. Thank you.
You know what? There was, I know Matt DeHiga's kind of scoffing at that, whether or not Brock's the guy. What's another stinker for Brock Purdy? Let's just be honest. That's another stinker for Brock.
He honestly, too, the inaccuracy part is correct. He's 22 in the NFL right now in completion percentage.
22nd.
Yeah, 63.9%. Not great.
All right. Yeah. He had to stinker against Arizona, and he had a stinker yesterday. Spats is confusing him. Doesn't know where the blitzes are coming from. They change their defense right before the snap. They change the photograph, and boom, next thing you know, he's lost. Deal is with Brock, and he's right. Adrian and Hayward's right. We got to be scared. We just got to call it like it is when it comes to Brock Purdy. He's not the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's not the worst thing ever. But I'd be lying, Spadoni, if I didn't walk around Levi Stadium after the game yesterday and hear little whispers, little murmurs saying, and I tell the fans this all the time, I don't know how to lie to you. All I know how to do is keep it real. It's part of my, sometimes it's a gift and it's a curse. So when I say this, all I'm doing is keeping it real about the murmurs I heard yesterday. And the murmurs I heard yesterday was, Bonte, you sure this is a $60 million a year quarterback?
Wow.
You sure you don't want to just tag this guy? You sure that you want to give him a four-year, $200 million deal and be like Tua and Jalen Hurts? You sure you want to do that with this guy?
So what you're saying is you're Lord Varys from Game of Thrones, the Master of Whispers, and all the little birds out there were chirping yesterday and saying, maybe pump the brakes on Brock Purdy getting paid?
This is a big decision.
Wow.
This is a big decision. Now, you look at his game logs here. Let's just look at the game logs. And he had a bad game, but I don't care. When it gets to Kansas City Chiefs, we expect the big boys to show up. And Purdy didn't show up yesterday. You mentioned 22nd in completion percentage.
Not great.
All right? And then we think about the playoffs. Now, he came back in those victories against Green Bay and Detroit. But for three quarters against Green Bay, he was not good. The Baltimore game, he was not good. For the first half against Detroit, he was not good. It is what it is. Yesterday against Kansas City, the first throw to George Kittle. Where the hell was he throwing it? Carter, you got that play? Can you pull that play up when you can? Where was he throwing it? Did he feel the rush? Was he seeing ghosts? Because Justin Reed sat all over it. It was the easiest interception he'll ever have in his career.
He also set his feet, too. That was the thing. Like, he set his feet and, like, planted. I was like, okay, so you weren't throwing on the run or anything like that. He saw where he was throwing to it. There was a defender in his face. And I go back to a little bit, like, the shortcomings a little, like, he has a lot of tipped balls every single game. And some of that is just, you know what? He's 6 feet tall. And that it is what it is. And that stuff matters. In games like this, where I see him throwing it at a helmet of his offensive lineman getting tipped in the air multiple times, that is concerning when I'm paying a guy that much money. Now, again, two things could be equally true. He's having a stinker year. It's not his best year. He's 9-7 touchdown interception ratio. He has the second most picks in the NFL, tied with a bunch of guys at 7. It's not great. He was also an MVP candidate last year. So that, like, I can't take that away from him. And I get it. This year is this year and last year is last year. But there has to be some sort of nuance in this conversation, right?
It's what have you done for me lately? And there's a lot of money on the line. This is big business. Last year is last year. Last year is last year. What do we want from Purdy? We want to see him elevate other players. We want to see him do what he did against the LA Rams when he had nobody on defense. And Purdy played excellent in that football game. Now, yesterday's a chance where you're going to have to make throws in tight windows. You're going to have to be on time. Even the deep balls to George Kittle and Jacob Calvin, he ended up through those bad boys. Those should be touchdowns. Instead, you get an interception and a field goal. Instead of getting 14 points, you get 3 in that situation because of the underthrows on the deep balls. He wasn't good yesterday. It's okay. It's okay. But, boy, 7 interceptions. And all 3, everybody was quick to, you know what was funny? Look at the Ronnie Bell. Because everybody was, Ronnie Bell ran the wrong route. Ronnie Bell. No. Brock Purdy just sold it. Made some bad throws. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Rob.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, like I said before, it's levels to this coaching and scheming. When Cal goes up against another great schemer, whether that's defensively or offensively, Andy Reid, don't come out on top. That's what it comes down to. We're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys next week. We're going to beat Tampa. We're going to beat Seattle. We're going to win 3 straight. When it comes to beating them at upper teams, we're not built for that. Cal can get the job done. And with Purdy, I've been saying this about Purdy. He's a product of the system. If the system is off, he's going to be off. If Cal's off his play calling, he's going to be off. You know what I'm saying? The only reason he's starting is because of CMC. If the Niners never traded for CMC, Trey Lance is still here. But since they got CMC, Kyle was able to make magic, or I can just run it and run some play action, get some short stuff across the middle. It's going to be wide open because they're so worried about CMC in the run game. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. We know what Purdy is. We all know what Purdy was.
So you're putting this game. So you're putting this game more so on Kyle Shanahan.
It's a scheming contest. When I looked at the Kansas, even before all the injuries, Kansas City when they came in because they started roster out there yesterday, I looked at the 49ers. Oh, they got better weapons on offense. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Mahomes, they got better weapons, but Andy Reid's not, he's not just going to do one style of play. Andy Reid done went from a running quarterback to your basic, typical quarterback, and he finds different ways to win. He'll change his scheme up within the game. Kyle's not doing that. Kyle's going to run what he's going to run. So it's levels to this, and Kyle's just not at the Andy Reid level, and that's fine. It's like what the Portland Trail Blazers was to the Golden State Warriors. You're just not there yet. Like I said, we might win. He's going to win three straight, go to 7-4. But when it comes to beating them good teams that we got to win a Super Bowl, Purdy and Kyle together just ain't going to get it done. You need a superstar quarterback, and Purdy's just not that, and that's fine. We're just not going to beat the Baltimores and the KCs when it matters most.
All right, Rob.
That's interesting. It's very interesting.
I want to get into that, and I also want to get into Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm. And what a disastrous season this was for Brandon Ayuk.
Just brutal.
Now, he got his money. And if he didn't sign his contract, could have been a problem, but just a lost season for Brandon Ayuk. I don't even know what to say. We'll talk about it on the other side. Shanahan, Ayuk, Purdy, just overall.
This is a lost season for the Niners.
Brandon Ayuk just, I can't believe it. The drop pass, he got booed yesterday. You got to make that play. You have to make that play for Brandon Ayuk. All right, we'll get more into it. Niners lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. They've lost five. Kyle Shanahan is now 0-5 against Andy Reid. 0-5. 0-5. Doesn't look like a win's coming anytime soon.
You think the Niners would be in the AFC West with that record?
Ooh. More on this coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Celebrate.